Okay, so Gemara has a suffix. Amar Vamnuna Amarav, Hare Amro, Oimin Rubala Parats, Beshtei Beshesi, Have Oimid, Boi Ravamnuna Be'er of Mai. So the Gemara has a Shaila here, even though we say Amin Ruba Beshesi, but what's the halacha Boimin Rubala Be'erav? So Shaila is, what's Bechlal, the suffix of the Gemara? And wants to know, what's the Shaila of the Gemara if you should say Oimin Ruba Be'erev? Why yes, why not? What would be the Shaila? If we say Oimin Ruba, we say Oimin Ruba. Why should it work? Why should it not work? What's the Shaila? So, Yadua from the Acharinim, that there was Neschadish of was a Shaila, because it says, Shiar Shechonza Babika, before when we said Oimin Ruba, we said Oimin Ruba works because of Mipeshu Kepesach. And maybe over here you can't say it's Kepesach. So, first of all, it's not so partial why you can't say it's Kepesach over here, because it's Gedudi, because there's something on the ground. Okay, the Gemara says that even if it's Gedud, you could say Pesach. But if the suffix was Pesach, so what's the Tutzdadim? You could, you can't. It is Pesach, it's not Pesach. Well, what's the Shaila exactly? And more than that, what's the Hemshach of the Gemara? Just what's the Gemara saying? Amar Rav Humnun Amar Rav. Hare Amro Oimin Ruba Al Haparot B'Shesi Hava Oimid. What did he say? If he was coming off the Mishnah, he should have just quoted the Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that it works Mitei Shuku Pesach Be'erev Mai. What's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav being moisif here? But based on what he's saying, that's like what did he say to make us clear the Shaila? And also, a big Shaila I think is in the Gemara, is in Rashi. Rashi says, Be'er of Mai, Dr. Ashi, we're coming off Dafka this Mishnah. We're Dafka coming off of this Mishnah, not the last Mishnah. You could have had the Shaila on last Mishnah. Last Mishnah said, what's the halacha? And we said, I'm in Meruba, and that was B'Shesi. So the Gemara should have said, what happens if they did a Be'er? The Gemara is coming off Dafka of this Mishnah of Chavolim. And Dr. Ashi, but mechavam de masisim lekala meila fechshera. Don't learn out your shaila of oimin ruba be'erev from the mission of lavud. The asim kula oimiru de kalavud ami. If the shaila was, can you make a pesach? You can't make a pesach. Why would Rashi think that you could make a raya, have a raya, simply from the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah have to do with that shaila? The Mishnah is kufa lavud. There's no havamina to learn out from the Mishnah. It's not the same noisei at all. And Rashi sounds like maybe you could have maybe there's something to learn out from the Mishnah, but you can't learn out of the Mishnah. Now also, Rashi. What's Rashi saying? If you want to learn out from the Mishnah, first of all, we all know Lavud. Everyone knows Lavud is different. Second of all, if you want to just say, well, maybe the Havamina of Rashi to learn out from the Mishnah was because it's a lot of space and very little Chavalim, so there would be a riot to even parts of Merubah. Rashi seems to think that there's a tzushtel between this, that we're clearing Oimin Meruba, Be'erev, we should have Episarai from the Mishnah to that Shaila. What's the connection between the two from the Mishnah? Now, the whole Rashi Indian we have to get back to. Mitzvashem, get back to that Rashi. Okay. Now, also, so at least the second teretz of the Gemara says that the Shaila ended up being a Shaila Machitza Tluya, and a Shaila of Bekiyas Gedim. Some Rishonim learn, they're talking falling off the Shaila, don't do Oimim Ruba Be'erev, it's a new Shaila of Gerachis, does Bekiyas Gedim break Gerachis? But Rashi says we are still going with the Shaila of Oimim Ruba, and the Shaila is, does Bekiyas Gedim Be'erev break the Oimim Ruba? So
again, what was the Shaila? What does that have to do with the original Shaila of Oimin Merubah? How is that connected to the Shaila of Oimin Merubah? First of all, Rashi already told us on Amud Aleph that Oimin Merubah B'Shesi, there's no Shaila B'Dikiyas Kedim. So I guess the Vart of Pesach makes it that there's no problem. So what was the... that's the Shaila if you can make a Pesach here. So it sounds like Rashi holds Betzim doesn't work in the regular cases. It's only over here when you have a Mechitzas Yud already. So then... So it doesn't work. So you can't make a Pesach B'Shesi. So what's now the new Shaila now that all of a sudden it should work to make a Pesach to have, if that's the noise, to have a Kiyas Gedim? What's the connection between the Shaila of Maskana and the Iker Shaila of Oimin Merubah? So in the Iker Zach over here, in the Iker setup of the Sugya, we thought that there's two basic ways to go. One is more like a svara. I don't know how much it fits into the Rishonim or Rashi or these questions, but I would say maybe the Chazon Ish goes like this, Mahalach, that the Shaila was Chazon Ish holds Ki Yadua. We spoke it out last time, and he spoke it out. Chazon Ish has a gevaldik losh in general. What Oimin Merubah does. Oimin Merubah is not so technical in the Mechitza itself. Oimin Merubah is more about the Rishoset being created. Lashon L'Chazon Ish is Oimin Merubah ain't a din ala pirtza kisasim, elu din ala makim shelifnei Mechitza shu kagadar. The din of Oimin Merubah is not so much about that the Mechitza is continuing and the Mechitza has a koyach and the Mechitza is closed. It's more of a din that if the makim that you're being goyder is Merubah dik gadar, it's gadar b'roiv, then it works to be going to the whole Rishos. It's a svar on the Rishos. That's what the Chazon Ish holds. It's not really kesasim. It's not really. I mean, Rebbe does not give a koyach of a sasim. And like ki yadua, we already spoke. I mean, it's all yadua. We didn't even learn the sugi yet. But that's the next sugi, Beis Hashem. But the Chazon Ish holds that you can't be mitzdarif a space of Oimin Merubah on half to it's not considered sasim for a cheshbon of to count it towards your Oimin Merubah. If you have a section of the wall that there's an Oimin Merubah and there's a little pirtza there, so it's still considered parts, but it works because, or it's still considered open parts. It's still considered open, it's not considered sasim. Could be makes a nafkamina. Could be makes a nafkamina. We had, when we went around the Erev Geshmaka case, could be makes a nafkamina. If you have a pirtza less than yud, go around one direction, and then you have another. You're trying to close off another area. You're making another mechitza, and that mechitza doesn't come all the way to this mechitza. So you're making like you have one chatzah here, and then you have a short. Let's say another chatzah there, and the mechitza that you're making here doesn't come all the way to the wall. So if it wouldn't come all the way to the wall, but it's facing the wall, it's okay because it's less than it's a pirtza which is less than yud. Okay, but. It didn't. So the shaila is if it doesn't hit the wall, it hits the open place between the two walls. So the according to the Chazon Ish, it could be a pirtza b'karen zavis. But if you hold that Oimin Merubah is sois in place, it could be wouldn't be considered pirtza b'karen zavis. He said that being within yud tefachim of the oimid of the Oimin Merubah of the parts of the Oimin Merubah could be is enough because it's called closed. What? Let's get to the other way. Fine. We'll get to what that means. So according to that, the Oimin Merubah is not so much about the koyach of the mechitza. It's a koyach to see that the place is gadol. You're not really closing the mechitza. And the Shem Pesach is really much more about just that the Rishus is separate, and the connection to the outside is not that it's the two places are connected. It's Adrabah, the place ends, the Rishus ends, and you can leave the Rishus through the Pesach to get to the other Rishus. It's not a point where the Rishuyas are connected. So according to that, Smashma, the Chazon Ish has another interesting halacha. Chazon Ish has another interesting halacha that he holds that for the Cheshbin of the Oimin Merubah, Be'erev, you can only use the Oimin Merubah until Yud. You can't use the Oimin Merubah past the Yud. So, You can only use the Omer Merubah till the year to make it considered Omer Merubah. Omer Merubah. So he says, he answers Mishnah Berurah's kasha. Mishnah Berurah holds not like that. Mishnah Berurah holds that if you have a piece of Omer on top, it would also count towards your Omer Merubah. So Mishnah Berurah asks a kasha. Be'erev, yeah. On top of Yud, if you have, right? So the case basically is, let's say, what? I'm not sure about that. You have Oymen Ruba. That's the block Bekias Gedim. He's using Oymen Ruba, but I don't know if he's using it. That's a Kashan Chazon Ish. I mean, because he has Maisa in the 10, he has 7.
No, I would say Rashi holds it. If he holds, you need Oymen Ruba there.
But he's using the 10,
my son. He's using
the 6. So just say 6. Okay. So, Al Kopanim, so the Mishnah Berurah is not like that. He says if you have Oymen Merubah, and part of the Oymen Merubah goes out of the 10, it goes into the Cheshmer of the Oymen Merubah. And the Chazon Ish argues on that. Chazon Ish says you can only use what juts out, what goes out over 10, to block your Asi Avira. Doesn't goes into that Cheshmer. But it won't go into the Cheshmer of the actual 10. And the Chazon Ish seems to say that because the idea is similar to like the Olam Sa, the Reb Chaim, the last Reb Chaim, that the sheer yud the sheer yud of a mechitza b'yisoidai is not so much a sheer in the mechitza. It ends up being a sheer in the mechitza. We can't get carried away with that. There's no sheer in the mechitza. But the yisoid is that the mechitza has a koyach, needs to have the yisoid of the sheer 10. Of the mechitza that has to have a koyach to be goyder, a place of 10 behind it. That the place that up to shir yud behind it should be goyder. So memela could be that if you go like that, so the shaila of oymim ruba be'erev and oymim ruba b'shesi is really a very similar shaila. The oymim ruba be'erev b'shesi is to say is if most of my rishus is mukif, is that enough to consider mukif? So what about if most of my rishus is mukif the other way? So is it enough to make it that up to 6 of my rishus is mukif, but 4 isn't? So can you say that's enough to make a hekif? That's why he holds that you can't mitzarf the chelik on top of it, because at the end it is a sheer mechitza of yud. It's not just a chetimtza only, even though Ksusim has a shir. It's not only a chetimtza ba'alma to make it that. It's the koyach of the mechitza is to make that 10 of it, 10 of the rishus is gadar. So since it's felt in the etz mechitza, could be not enough to trigger the remembrance. But b'yisoidai, the shaila is one shaila. So that I think the Chazon Ish is maybe mashma like that. And that's kishmak amalach, could be, but. Okay, but we want, if we're going with the more, let's try to fit in what we're saying into the achrenim or into the rishonim, into everyone else. Betzem, the other way in the etzem shail of the oymim merubah, this is all because he understood that the oymim merubah is really much more just about being makif the place. But we saw Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim is mazbe that you said of the oymim merubah, betzem, they said, is that to see that what you need the yisod of the Shem Pesach is to make that there's no piritza or iseris in the rishos. Every piritza would ask the rishos, and the yisod of the Shem Pesach is to make that the piritza itself is not a piritza or iseris. And the koyach of the oymen ruba to make that the piritza is not a piritza or iseris is mekoyach the mechitza shebitzdal that makes it that we see that the koyach between the mechitzas is also a chelak of the goyder of the rishos. It's ki'ilu that the mechitzas made up of the oymet shabai, and the open places in the mechitzas also goes into the koyach of the mechitzas to be seisim the rishos. It's much more like a chelak of the mechitza itself. The oymet merubah is not just about the rishos. The oymet merubah is a din in the mechitza itself, that the koyach of the mechitza itself is working even in the makom ha'parts. So the Shem Pesach, even like that, the nekuda of the Shem Pesach, even according to that pshat, the nekuda of the Shem Pesach isn't so much that it has to be technical Pesach. The nekuda, why we're calling it a Pesach, means is that it's the place where we see that a mechitza could be goyder even shalibim koymai. When there's a mechitza here and the mechitza here and the mechitzas work together, so the area between them is also a chelik of how the mechitzas work to be goyder to the place. So how do you define a place that's goyder from a mechitza where it's not there? That's called that's called the Pesach. If you add, but the yisoid is that the koyach lemachitzas themselves as a koyach to be goyder even beyond where they are, they don't, because they're making a makom together. All the work mechitzas work together to create the makom. The makom is now fully surrounded by the mechitzas mikoyach this din of the Pesach. The Pesach is the way to see that the place in between is sasa mikoyach the mechitzas. So the yisoid is that the mechitzas have a koyach to be goyder to not just. When there's another mechitza, so they work together and they're going to the whole place. The whole place is considered work is within the mechitzas. So that was the way we understood it. So that means that the idea of a mechitza, when you have two mechitzas working together, the idea is since they're defining the place together, defining the makom, they're being makif the makom together. So really, together they're working to close off the area. Together they're working to close off the area. And there's a svara that a mechitza, together with the mechitza next to it, can work to close off the area. And what they're leaving between is also a chelek of how it works. Okay, that's a svara. We saw a smach to the svara from the Rashba before, that the Rashba had a case, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'll get into the details, but the Rashba had a case before that Bekias Gedim breaks. Even if you have Oymen Ruba, it will break an Oymen if the Oymen is not Chashav. So according to Shimon Gamliel, Oymen Chashav is only by Dalet. But you can have Bekias Gedim already if the Pirtz is more than Gimel. And you could have Oymen Ruba because you could have that Oymen is 3.5, 3.6, and the Pirtz is 3.4. So you have Oymen Ruba, but you don't have Lavud, but you don't have Oymen Chashav. So the Rashba said there, Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold that the Gdim, Bekias Gdim, breaks even the Chelik, it breaks down the Mechitza. So Bekias Gdim breaks the Oymen Ruba, it's like a Pirtza in the Mechitza, and it breaks even the Oymed. So why should it break the Oymed? The Oymed is good. So the Teretz is that the Koyach of the Oymed is to be a Mechitza, not just where it is, to be Mechitza, if there's another Mechitza, to be Mechitza on the whole place. If it can't be Mechitza on the whole place, it could be, if it's not Choshev, it will break the Mechitza even B'mekayim. It's a chesaron in the Mechitza itself if it can't work with the area next to it. Because the Koyach of the Mechitza is to be guided together with the other thing. Okay. So now like this. When you have the Shaila comes, Be'erev, what do your Chorinim mean it can't be a Pesach? The Yisrael of Pesach is not that it has to be a Pesach, and now, what's the Shaila? The building code says that Pesach has to be 4x4, so there's a window, not a Pesach. Who cares? What's the point? The point is you don't really need a Pesach. That even if you, like you were asking the other time, that if, someone was asking, if you have a bad mechitza somewhere in the middle of your hekif, it shouldn't work as a bad. The point is fakir, so that adds to the hekif. The point is that the mechitzas work together to be makif. Okay, so now you come be'erev. What was the Gemara Shaila? So the Gemara Shaila be'erev is that, and it's there's two steps in this. So we'll say the first step, and then we'll say maybe even a chunk later in that. The sort of the Shaila of Erev was. Is that when you have a chelik of a mechitza be'erev with another chelik of a mechitza be'erev, it could be the bechal, there's no svara that they can't work together to begin with in the first place. There's no svara that we see that this mechitza is working together with this mechitza. The first level in that is because in order to say this svara, it needs to be a mechitza b'mkoymai. As Rav Chaim said that. There needs to be, there's a mechitza b'mkoymai, and there's another mechitza b'mkoymai, and they work together. B'mkoymai, it's doing something. Memela now has a din. If it works b'mkoymai, it could work also further along to create the hekif. And it works with the thing that's opposite it, and it will be soysim together. But if you have a mechitza b'erev that doesn't work b'mkoymai to be soysim anything by itself, so b'chal no svara at all that it should be mechubar with anything else. So it doesn't, by erev at all, who says that this is a svara that the mechitzas talk to each other? It's not a mechitza yet to talk to each other. So you want to know if it's less than three?
Yeah.
So how is it working with Kaimai? But even there, it could be Rashi's mashma because Asi Avira. Could be not because Be'etzim it's not nothing. Rashi said it's only Asi Avira. Rabbi Kveger in the Tosfos Mishnayos asks, there's a Mishnah Kalayim that says that you, even if, let's say, I only have two seeds, put two seeds down, so I don't have a whole field, so the Mishnah's mashma, I need a machitza of three. But Rabbi Kveger says, from here it's mashma, you don't need a machitza of three, because asyavira, you need a machitza of three. So, I don't know the answer to that, but lemaisa, it could be there's a shame machitza even less than that. So, the over here where it doesn't have a shame machitza b'mkaymoy b'chlal, so it could be that there's a svar b'chlal we don't see that the chelkei machitza work together. So the whole shaila over here was, it could be this is the amkus what the achrenim are saying that we can't see a pesach be'erev. They're not saying because it doesn't look like a door. They're saying there's no svara that the area between two things in erev are chelkei the machitza, because there's no mechitza here to define that they work together. The area between them is a chelik of that. Because there's no mechitza here. You can't have holes in something that's in a wall when you didn't have the wall yet. So that's so mila mechitza in erev is much shvacher to create a svara that they could work together to create any sort of stima shaloi b'mkayma. Now it could be that you could take out a tradviter in mechitza in erev that it could be bechlal there's a svara that in Mechitza Erev, it's not coming to create a Hekif. So it could be Bechlal that it can't, it's a Chesaron in the Mechitza itself. Okay, let's...
Why is it not a Hekif?
What?
Why is it not coming to a Hekif?
Because it's only coming to be a Mechitza B'mkoymai. So the Mechitza, what you're trying to don is, do you have a Mechitza B'mkoymai? If you have a Bekia, so the Bekia says it's not a Mechitza B'mkoymai. The Mokum itself, that it's being Goyder, is felt.
Why would you have the Mechitza in the Bekia? Was in the bottom?
And?
I'm saying, you got through mail, right, Pratsmi on top. Shell of Pratsmi Rol Imid, Bishasi.
No, because you don't have 10. I'm saying in Rashi's case, we have 10, but it's, but it could be PSPD on the bottom. If you don't have 10, so you don't have Mechitza. What's the difference case?
Marashi.
Yes, you don't have 10, that's what I'm saying.
The Marashi is flying there also.
Right, that's the Ikkar class, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Are you saying a different case?
Well, the Gora's case is because there's no mechitza mekayimah to say that there's a tziruf here. But is that, it could be because there's no mechitza mekayimah, or it could be bechlal, even if it would be a mechitza mekayimah, maybe an erev is much shvacher a svara to see the tziruf, bechlal, even if it would theoretically be mechitza mekayimah. Because where the chasaron is, because that you're trying to say that they work together this to create more of a mechitza, not more of a hekif, and it's a chasaron of the mechitza. Okay, we'll get to that tomorrow. The point is that. So now, if this is the shaila of the Gemara, says Bechlav is a svara that we don't see at all a koyach in erev to be mitzarif the chelkei machitza together. So now let's go to the next point of the Gemara. So the Gemara brings the next point. So we wanted to say what was Rashi. What was the nekuda that Rashi wanted to bring out of Lavud here? So Lagavi the Etzem Din Lavud, there's a gavaldik achidish in the sugya. Let me ask the shayla like this. So the way you read Rashi simply is we can't prove from the Mishnah because the Mishnah is Lavud. Lavud is a lot more sasum than Amin Meruba. Lavud is a lot more sasum than Amin Meruba. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. I don't know if there's a kasha or not, or maybe it's a kasha. Lemaisa before it sounded like maybe not like that because the way Rashi learned the Indian of Bekias Kadim, Rashi didn't learn like the Rashi was like a Pirza. Rashi learned the Indian of Bekias Kadim is that Bekias Kadim is as far breaks Lavud. Right? Bekias Kadim, if you have two pieces of Oymid next to each other, but there's Bekias Kadim in between, that breaks the Lavud. Rashi said later that by Oymid Meruba, it doesn't break the Oymid Meruba. So why, if Lavud is creates Oymid, so it should create Oymid. So why does? So that's the problem. That's what I was saying. Because what it has to create is this. So Mamela, it breaks Oymid, but it can't break a Pesach.
The answer is that the Kizim doesn't hurt. Because it's a Pesach. They walk through the Pesach.
I understand. Okay, but Rashi sounds like. It doesn't look like Pasla because it's Oymid Meruba. I won't get into that. But as I said, I don't know if it's a kasha. I have this one. But when I say there's a unbelievable Or Zeruah in the end of some Kuf Chav Vav. And this Or Zeruah, I'm going to find it myself. Mishabura brings it down.
in the Shaar Tzion, Shin Tzav Beis of Katan Lamed. So the Orzurua says, he asks Taisus Kasha. He brings Taisus Kasha, basically. That Taisus asks, that how come over here the Gemara says that Oymin Ruba B'Shnei Ruchais is not, Oymin Ruba B'Shnei Ruchais doesn't work? And the Gemara, on that view, it seems to say Oymin Ruba B'Shnei Ruchais does work. So Taisus says, no, it means the same thing. So Oymin Ruba B'Shnei Ruchais because of Asir Avira. But that's not Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Especially according to the Girsa of the Ran and the Arzurua's Girsa, was Shmamina Oymin Ruba B'Shnei Ruchais doesn't work. So why here it doesn't work, and there it works. So Dr. Zerua, again, I'm trying to say this whole thing with tiptoeing around Asi Avira and Shnei Ruchais, because they have to do Yud. But the words of Dr. Zerua, in the end of Kav Chavav, Shamin Mishmaitin. So he says that the answer is, because over here, the Imin Ruba Mishnei Ruchais is made up of Lavud. And since the Imin Ruba itself is made up of lavud, so you don't say oymin ruba b'shnei ruchais b'chei agav. Over there, it's made up of solid. Then you say oymin ruba b'shnei ruchais. So Rav Shabrur, the Shaar Tzion, says the melech since is b'chalal b'chalikas between. There's no riff Rambam Rosh anything about oymin ruba b'shnei ruchais. So how do we paskin? So the Mishabura says, Toisvis says we pass and it works when there's no Asi Avira. And the other Rishonim, he like makes it from a Toisvis. So it says it works. Toisvis says it works. The Rashba and the other Rishonim are Gars say it doesn't work. So we pass like Toisvis, it works. But if it's made up a Lavud, then we have a Tzir for the Arzarua with the Rashba and the other Rishonim, we're going to pass and it doesn't work. So it's Choshish for the Arzarua, Pitzirif, the other Rishonim, that say it doesn't work, to say it doesn't work. Now, why he holds that it doesn't work? There's another interesting Arzurah also in the beginning. The Arzurah says, once I saw that, so I started being curious. So the Arzurah says that if you have an Oymin Meruba, if you have an Oymin Meruba based out of Lavud, it works. If your Shus is made up of Lavud, Oymin Meruba, it works, V'araya Kalayim.
It's a Mishnah.
So that was my question. So yeah, is Raya Klein? Okay. So the apparently he held that this that Lavud works in our Mishnah is only because it's Kuloi. You have no Raya that it would work by Omin Meruba.
The Ritva.
It was
a Bias Kasha.
What?
I read the Mishnah, the Gemara. It was a Bias Kasha.
It's what?
Bias was always using Emin Ruba with Lavud. Bias had a Kasha, why did the Mishnah not work? It should work out to Emin Ruba using Lavud.
Okay, he's a Brisa from Klein. He's a Brisa. It's the Kasha was why he's bringing the Brisa more than the Mishnah. So, Brisa ben Abai, that is not a kasha. But in the Mishnah state, Lavud works by Emin Ruba. Okay, but he obviously holds it's not Mamash Oymish. Now, this answers this kasha we had on the Ritva. Very good. The Ritva also. The Ritva says, Pirish, I have a Mishnah, Zak Ritva, Kivan, the Ika Beinayu. Kide Lavud Bechud, Hachashav Ka'imid. Okay, Sasam Goma. Okay, Mukha Bagamar, because it works for Avar, because it works by Emin Ruba Mishnei Ruchai. I couldn't read the Ritva. He just repeated it. It works because it works by Emin Ruba Mishnei Ruchai. The Mishnah says it works. What was it? Is this that the Mishnah works is not a Rai that it's Oymid Sasam. It works because it works. How do I know the gather of how it works? Does it work to be Oymid Sasam? Zakhtar, I have a Rai because the Mishnah says it works by Emin Ruba Mishnei Ruchai. He's Mamish Bavarning the Svar of the Arzarua. And he's bringing a Rai from that. Not like him, I guess. So, I don't know about that point. I don't know that cheshbon. So kuponim. So it means in this Arzurua state, that the lavud is not so shtarka oimid, or it's not kesasa mamish. So what's he saying now? A bigger tamia, if you want to get into it, a bigger tamia on this is that Mishabura lemaisa is choishes for this Arzurua. So he says, if you have Oymin Meruba, and part of your Oymin Meruba is made out of Lavud, Mishnei Ruchas, it won't work. But the Mishnei Berurah that we've been talking about this whole time, the Mishnei Berurah says, if you have Oymin Meruba, Mishnei Ruchas, but your Oymin Meruba, Mishnei Ruchas, is made up of Oymin Meruba, it works. So he's saying, Oymin Meruba works better than Lavud. So this comes out of the Mishnei Berurah. If you have Oymin Meruba, you have 15 parts, and you have seven parts in the middle, and you have four on each side. So you have eight total, seven in the middle. But your eight is made up of three Oymid, one parts.
On this side, three oymed and one parson. This is so consider, you have four oymed, and you have four oymed. So you have four oymed and four oymed. So you have eight oymed connected to seven parts. So you have oymed merubah and shnei ruchos. Based on oymed merubah, and it works. But on the bottom, he says, but if your oymed merubah and shnei ruchos made up a love, it won't work. Because there's a ruah. So, l'chayra is this very interesting. So, the, I think it's Shver, because we're Mirzan and Angavain, the love of this Gilu is awesome. So, the, like this. So, that's, there's a shtigl in the Emek Bracha, where the Emek Bracha says that there's two dinim in love. There's a din love where we look at the space between two things, kilu is not there. Like let's say you have doif and sukkah and the schach is within three tefachim of the schach, so we don't care about that avir, or by a kirva hanacha, once it's munach within three tefachim to the ground, it's like it's on the ground, and these types of things, that we delete the space. But the ritva really in sukkah asks this kasha, it's a gishmak, I just saw right now. The ritva in sukkah and daf tezayin amid beis. I was looking over there, it's a very interesting gemara over there, because the gemara over there says that if you have a sukkah which is 10 tefachim tall, and you have a machzela, so four in the middle, it works. So the Gemara says, "My kamash." One, you say trei lavud. It's a chiddush. You say trei lavud. So agav over there, Tosa says.
You need a sukkah that's 20 over 20.
No, 10 tefachim the sukkah, 10 tefachim tall, and you have a machzela, so 4.5 tefachim, 4 tefachim and 2 mashus, and you put it within 3 of the ground and 3 of the schach. So it works.
Oh, as a
doifin. So it works. What's the chiddush? There's a kamash one that you say trei lavud. Rek Tosis, the braisa before by sukkah, that if you made up your sukkah out of kanim, it works. There's a Tosis. But I would think that the whole having of trei lavud is only by Erev, not by Shesi. It's also shtickle. You see that the tsirif in Erev is shvachar. But akoponim, so Tosis over there, so the ritva over there says, you can't use regular din law. I don't say so yeshivish, but he basically says if love it is that we look at it like it's over there, so then you only have, where's your 4.5? Is it there? Is it there? You lost 10, you don't have 10 tefachim now. So he says obviously the word is that it works to be considered kisasim. Okay. So the Emek Bracha says is a taka tzveit halach, and that's why you find in Shas that mechitzas is halacha mushroom Sinai is love. It's a different halacha. The halacha of love by mechitzas is a different halacha than the love that we don't see the airspace. Now, how does that love would work? How does that love would work? So he says it's kasasim. It's like we fill in the space. But could be that we could say a little bit different based on all this, because also Tosis over there, you have to see that Tosis over there. Tosis shekhas ahavim, and you say asya avir and love. Could be that the love by mechitzas. The idea is that it's very similar to the lomdus oymim ruba. The love of mechitzas, the pshat is like this. If you have a piece over here, and you have a piece over here, so the idea is since this is working a shtickle, the mechitzah, and this is working a shtickle, so together they work together to say that the space in between is not a problem. The space in between is not a problem. We can work together to say that this space is not going to make a pirtza in the mechitzah. So the idea of the lovud, when we say kesasim, it doesn't mean that like you can go to Home Depot and buy that spray that fills up all the holes. It's not coming to. The idea is that each one of them kaimai works together with the other one to be chaitzitz, that the place in between is not a problem. So they work together. They work together. What?
Lamata?
You want to know which din are you using lamata? Are you using the somewhat to the ground din? Or the kveris din? Are you using it to make a mechitza? Rashi says, my kveris. Maybe that's.
Do with it.
What? Meaning? Oh, maybe that's why it doesn't work.
It does.
Maybe that's the shayla more. So the idea is that the mechitzas work together to be safe in the place. That's the part of the love.
Does that mean so,
so you don't necessarily have more oymed. You don't necessarily have more oymed.
What do you say? It's more shayla. No, she says it works.
Huh? It's not a pirtza because it's sasim with lava. Yeah, so it's not a pirtza because each one is sasim the place. So it's like this. So the shayla shaila of Oymen Ruva Be'erev, we're saying, is because each Bechitza B'mkaymai is not doing enough to say that it works together with the other one. Be'erev, it's very shvach to say that it works together with the other one. That's why Be'erev, you don't say two lovets. It's very shvach to say that it works together with the other one. Because it's not really doing anything yet. Until you have 10, until you have anything B'mkaymai, it's not really doing anything. So, if that was the shaila of the Gemara, can you see a tziruf Be'erev? Maybe the svar and erev is like it's just a general svar. Maybe the way it works to mitzarif things is when you're being makif together a place, one on top of the other. Maybe there's no svar, but for sure if it's not a machitza mekoymai, there's no svar to mitzarif. So zokt Rashi, but I see from the Mishnah that you can mitzarif be'erev lovud, you can mitzarif be'erev chavol. Zokt Rashi a tziruf of and Mamelitz is the same thing. He wasn't going on what it does. He was going on in the first place. Can you see a tziruf? So he says, you can't, this that you could see a tziruf, that the Erev works together, Ayim and Meruba, maybe we should see from the Mishnah, that you could work together in Chavolim of Erev to make a lovud. And on that, Zokt Rashi, but the way they come together is that they're samuch ba'ifen, that they're like oymet tzizamen. So if they're oymet tzizamen, that's a better coming together than they're coming together with Ayim and Meruba. But it could be that Lamaisa, once you have Ayim and Meruba, could be there's a svar that Oymen Ruba is taka better than love. There could be a svar that the way Oymen Ruba sois him a place, it mamash makes it like a Pesach, it makes it like a mamash sosum. It could be that the Oymen Ruba itself, the stima of the Oymen Ruba, the gedder of the stima of the Oymen Ruba, could be a stronger stima. I wouldn't say this my own, but I'm saying, I don't, it's not necessarily a stira to saying that the that it's be'etzim stronger or more oymedik than the steam of love. Love it could be is that the way, since it's very parts, there's no oymen meruba, so there's no real shtaka mechitza. So the space is not choshev to consider that the chutim are, that whatever's been created is considered that area is kisasim. But maybe it's not oymen mamish. Kaimin mamish, I mean Ruba has a koyach to make it kaimin mamish because there's so much wall that we see kaimin mamish. So it could be that's pshat mishabura. It could be that's taka different. And this that the Arzurua and they're saying is that the lovud is still open. What it means is it's a koyach to see a koyach of a mechitza together. But it doesn't mean that we just stamazoi sois in the place. So the maybe that's mechalas shailov chay lovud. It could be you could only say it when itaka accomplished that it's awesome, each one by itself. In other words, if you're going to say lovud and after the lovud it's still not a machitza, so it could be the din. It could be it's not a metzias. It's not a metzias that it's awesome. It's a din machitza that if I did lovud, you see it chotzer, it still works. But to say it two times, if it's a metzias, you should say it twice. It's not so much metzias. It's so much we see it like this closed. So it could be that was a shaila of the Gemara, and that was Rashi's Havamina to be pushed from the Mishnah, and that was a shaila. Now the other Rishonim say Lamaisa Lamaskana, it's Peshitta that it works, because you could say, okay, it's Peshitta that it works. I mean Ruba makes that the areas in between is not called the parts. So other Rishonim say it works. Shaila's in Rashi Lamaisa. In Rashi Lamaisa. What happened in Rashi Lamaisa? I don't have a klar beer in this point, but just what we're saying, maybe Machshava, is like this. Rashi held Lamaisa doesn't work. Because since it seems the way that Achronim and Rashi, fakir. Lamaskana of Rav Hamnuna, the regular Imin Ruba, doesn't work. The regular Imin Ruba Be'erev doesn't work. But maybe here it works. What? Why, who says that Rashi says like that?
Yeah.
You found something like that?
No.
I don't remember. I don't know. I would say at least that reading the Gemara that Rashi's been calling on that. Rashi said the regular Imin Ruba Be'erev didn't work. Rashi changed the shayla. It's a case you have Mechitzas Yud. In Mechitzas Yud, and there's a shayla, can you say Imin Meruba Be'erev to knock out the Bekiyas Gedim? Now the shayla is Rashi already said, you say Imin Meruba to knock out the Bekiyas Gedim.
You said Achish, you didn't
That's the Rosh and the Rishonim. The Rosh and the Rishonim say that the Shaila Maskana is the Shaila Gerachis and the Piskim Gerachis. But Rashi doesn't say it like that. The Tosa Rosh speaks out. The Rashi is not saying that. Rashi is using the regular. Rashi is still sticking with the Lashon of the Gemara, the Omim Ruba. So the idea is the Omim Ruba is the Svara, is that we close the Pirtzis and we send the place of Sasa. So the Shaila is, you have a Machitza here, Shaila is, you have a Machitza Bimkaimai. So the whole chisaron before, maybe by Erev, was you didn't have a mechitza b'mkaymer. So here is Mashi, you have a mechitza b'mkaymer. Rashi seems to hold that the mechitza tluya is a mechitza b'mkaymer. You have a mechitza. But yeah, and really you have a mimruba. You have a mechitza b'mkaymer. Now, maybe it's doime to Shesi. If Shesi is a mechitza b'mkaymer, and it closes off the ruach, and we don't say that the kiris gedi blocks it, because the koyach of the mechitza b'mkaymai makes it. The other mechitza together, they're sliced in the place. So we don't care about the gedi, pesach, whatever. We don't care about that. Over here, maybe the gemara's shaila now was: do you say that same svar when you have a mechitza? Till now, you're right. The problem was that we can't connect the dots because you don't really have a koyach of a mechitza b'mkaymai. But here you have a koyach of mechitza. It's yud. So now the shaila is: the oimim beruba be'erev, does that have an be'etzim take a problem? Because either maybe like you're saying, that's what I was thinking once tomorrow, there's no other mechitza on the bottom. So Memela can't close it off together with anything else. It has to work by itself to close this, to say it. And the whole idea is that the mechitzas together work. So it's like a Karen's office type of problem, where there's nothing closing it off. So maybe that was the Shiloh. Or maybe in Bechlal, there's a Svara that there's, there's a Svara that maybe Be'erev is Bechlal Chasar. Because by Shesi, each one is working where it is. Each one's working where it is. The Bekia is not allowing me to see the Hekif, to see the Tzirif. Okay. Over here, if B'mekaymai there's a Bekia, where you're trying to make the Mechitza, there's a Bekia's Gedim. So here, even though technically it's a Mekaymai, but that Shter is a much stronger problem, because it's a problem with where the Mechitza's come to make a Mechitza Be'etzim. So Be'erev could be Stamazoy, a Svara, the Mechitza Be'erev is harder to say it, because that's what I was referring to earlier. Maybe it's not only a Svara, because the Mechitza is an Asholim. Even when you have a Mechitza Shleima, maybe there's a Svara that the Erev is worse, or maybe there's a Svara. Like you're saying, there's no other Mechitza in the Ba'al. I'm not sure exactly what the Svara was. But now Rashi is being Mekarev, the Sugya, to the Sugya from before, and saying now the Zunshal, does the Oimin Merubah work by Erev to close it off to say that the Bekiyas Gedim shouldn't be a problem?